This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You and I were just going over hardcore arguments about Shedeur Sanders. We'll get back into that coming up here a little bit later on. Also, around the AFC North coming up at 8 o'clock. I want to get to the phones as well. Today is a very big day. Kevin Stefanski speaks live at 9:30. We'll carry that press conference live. First day of Eagles joint practices. Day one of two. They'll have Friday off to play the preseason game coming up on Saturday afternoon. Today's a very big day. If Dylan Gabriel is able to go, then I think a lot, as long as he stays healthy during the entire performance, I think a lot of people are going to be thinking, okay, then we finally get to see Dylan Gabriel. Because I got to tell you, I was curious to see Shedeur Sanders. I was happy to see him. I'm extremely curious to see Dylan Gabriel. And the point is that, guys, I'll be honest with you, 90% of the time I disagree with Daryl on a lot of things. It's just that way. I love Daryl. I disagree with Lima about almost 100% of the things, and I love Lima. Daryl has had nothing great to say about Dylan Gabriel as a quarterback. Zach, who I find it hard to disagree with, but I want to disagree with all the time. He just ends up being right so many times over the last time, and I've known Zach since longer than this station has existed. I want to disagree with him, and I can't find him saying anything good about Dylan Gabriel as a quarterback. So, boy, I'm worked up about Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. I want to see Dylan Gabriel, and I do want to see him succeed because, damn it, I want to feel a hell of a lot better about this. I felt better about it after Shedeur Sanders, and I want to feel better about it after Dylan Gabriel going, all right, these guys actually know what the hell they're looking at here. Because, yeah, guys, I'll tell you, I'm excited and exuberant over that performance last Friday. It's Wednesday. It's time to turn the page. I was excited over it. But yeah, I know it's one preseason game. Everybody and their brother has basically tortured me into the point like this is a clockwork orange of me knowing that it's one preseason game. And I know that we've had plenty of guys have one good preseason game and go on and suck up the room for the rest of their Browns careers. And that is very well on the deck for any one of these quarterbacks in the now, in the future, anywhere. I get that. But damn it, man, I at least want to see something out of him that looks decent. Because nobody, except for Lance Reisland, who's been sort of nice, has said anything good about his performance. And it gives me a terrible feeling about the organization. Because now, after that preseason game and after 3 weeks of practice, I go, what is he doing here? What exactly is the role? You drafted the guy because he has a high floor so he can beat Colt McCoy. Why did you draft a guy in the third round when you're a team that's devoid of talent, that you need guys that you could possibly develop? Why did you take a guy that's a one-position guy where you can't play two quarterbacks? You have to play just one quarterback. Why would you take a guy at that spot so you could turn him into trade value? Do we understand how crazy that seems? You're taking a guy in the third round, coming off your sixth year. You're going into year six, I should say. So you're coming off your fifth year. You are going into year six. You were 3-14 last year. And we're taking guys in the third round to turn them into values later on. That's Joe Banner territory when he first got here. Now, that's a strong thing to say, but that is what that reminds me of. difference is, I do have respect for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski in the front office of the Cleveland Browns. Now, I have zero respect for Joe Banner. So there is a difference there. But I don't want to have to make that comparison. And so I really want Dylan Gabriel to look like a competent quarterback.
Yeah, the funny thing is, we're sitting here talking about Saturday. And I think the bigger week for the Browns in terms of getting them ready for the actual season is going to be the practices, the two joint practices that we're not really, we're going to have reporters there, obviously, but I don't know how much video we're going to have from all of that. And me and you are sitting here excited. Like we are going to, we're, you know, there's going to be watch parties or there are going to be people going to the bars or whatever for Saturday. And why? To see Shador. I mean, it's all about Shador, but the real stuff that I think they're going to dwell on the most or the stuff that's going to be, you know, the most important takeaways, I think they might end up being from the joint practices because you've got the Super Bowl champs. Mm-hmm. You've got the way to measure your team and to see where you really are. And we've done this in the past with Philadelphia, and we haven't exactly loved, I think, the feeling walking away from it. And the coaches have had a lot of work to do, you know, following that. So, me and you are talking Shador, Dylan Gabriel, Shador, Dylan Gabriel. But are they really thinking about Joe Flacco? And, you know, unfortunately, the Pickett thing has been the injury that has cost him a chance, you know, realistically to win this job.
Because while you and I got in a big fight about what Albert Breer had to say about what the rest of the league was saying about Friday night's performance, he did have a snippet in there about, hey, this is basically Joe Flacco's job right now. This is, we don't have that just yet. We got it now. Here's Albert Breer on, number four. This is Albert Breer talking about on Afternoon Drive. I snuck up on you here on Afternoon Drive about how this is Joe Flacco's job, and it was Joe Flacco's job from the start.
In my mind, I don't have a ton of question over who the starter's going to be. It felt like this was going to be Joe from the start, that Joe, you know, obviously wasn't subject to the competition in the spring the way the other guys were. I think you look at the front end of their schedule, and it's pretty obvious what we're looking at, which is a potentially really rough start. So, you know, I think having a steady presence, a guy who knows the offense, a guy who can put the other guys in the best position to succeed early in the season is going to be paramount. I think Kenny had a shot to get there, but I think with all the reps he's losing, his road to the starting job gets more and more narrow, and I just don't think the rookies are close right now.
So straight up and down, this is starting to break the way I wanted it to break. I wanted Joe Flacco to start the season. I thought it would be kind of, I know Kenny Pickett did everything he could to be a veteran presence, leader, et cetera, et cetera. I wanted Joe Flacco to start the season. I think he was the easiest guy for the veterans to buy in with. I at least would like to attempt to start the season off on the right foot before we go into, hey, we got to see what we got mode. And I thought Joe Flacco was that guy. So while I don't want to be excited about injury, and I'm not excited about injury, at least it keeps us from making crazy decisions. And we may very well see, and it brings back the conversation about them keeping four quarterbacks, because we may very well see Kenny Pickett second. We may very well see either Shador or Dylan Gabriel or vice versa third coming up in this order. 216-474-0092. Tony in Mansfield, you've been patient. You're next up on the Fan. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Tony. Go right on ahead, friend.
Yeah, my comment was just on the Shador issue with us overreacting as Browns fans and the rest of the league. I just think we're not overreacting. I think we're reacting to his value as a draft pick, right? In the beginning it was, you know, his interviews didn't go well. And as a Browns fan, and now we're not talking about on the field, but as far as our franchise guy, not saying he is, but the way he's handled himself outside of, you know, the lines, he's been a complete pro and a complete, like, Cleveland guy. Like, in the community, the way he's answered interviews. So he kind of proved what people were saying about him pre-draft process wrong, and he's kind of answered and talked and said everything the right way. And I think as a fifth-round pick, you know, we look at what he did and what a lot of the league was thinking he was going to do in week one. Yes, it's a preseason game, but he looked competent. I don't care if it was against air. Like, at least it was against guys with pads on and the opposite team, and I thought he handled himself really good and competent. Now, yes, it is only one preseason game, but he's doing what we want him to do at the steps he's doing it. I mean, hopefully he gets better, and patiently we know Joe Flacco is going to be our starting quarterback. And Ken, I agreed with you with what you said about how, you know, the rest of the league probably doesn't want him to do good. It's not like a conspiracy against him, but it's like he went in the fifth round. He's obviously not a fifth-round talent. Is he a franchise quarterback? We don't know yet. But so far he's proving people wrong as far as everything they've said about him, whether that's on or off the field. So I like him. But like you said, Ken, we need to see Dylan Gabriel. I really want to see what he's got. Hopefully that – I mean, I don't want him to be better, but hopefully he's better than Shador because, I mean, that at least shows competence in our organization. You guys have a wonderful week. Go Brown.
Tony, thank you very much for the call. Like, you could see a scenario here. And
people
this is,
give it's funny. Will people give them credit if they land Shador in the fifth round? He said, oh, it lends credence that it's gonna restore confidence in the organization. Well, it seems like when you take Dylan Gabriel in the third round, I've seen a lot of people say they lucked their way into this. That's not necessarily competence.
I'll take luck.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I almost said something else.
But
hell yeah, you will.
I'll take luck.
Every time.
But you can see if Dylan does play well, then there will be a conversation later in the year, not to start the year. Joe's your starter. And I will admit, if Kenny is back and healthy at all, maybe Kenny takes over second if we were going to do this. But then you go, okay, what do I do with the two young ones where what's the ceiling on both these guys? Can Shador get caught up with the offense? Because that's all we hear about, guys, is how he's got to still learn the offense. He's got to do this, that, and the other with the offense. Okay. Can Shador get caught up with the offense where we can start to see the ceiling? And if we can see the ceiling, then you have a conversation between him and Dylan Gabriel. And with those four guys, when do they play and how much do they play as we were to start to turn the page towards 2026? But I'm sure that we will be, hate to say it, I think we'll be distracted with probably the lack of winning, and that will lead to distrust. Anytime you don't win, there's a distrust. And if you're not winning, that means that other guys and other parts of the team aren't doing well. And, well, who picked those guys? Who coaches those guys? So this is just the beginning of it. So I don't want to say that we're just wasting our time with Dylan Gabriel. No, I think far from it. I think that he proves or disproves what this organization is. If he is terrible, just outrageously terrible, you can say, well, it's just one preseason game. Well, that's the second preseason game, even though he didn't get to play in the first one. And then you'll start to look at what's going to happen in the third preseason game if he gets to play in that. Because people will draw conclusions, especially about him. Because when you've only heard bad things, they're going to start to draw conclusions about that front office. It's a big game coming up on Saturday if he's able to go. We will find out more coming up from Kevin Stefanski live at 9:30 this morning. Make sure you're listening. That's your training camp report.
Training camp coverage powered by Genesee Brewing Company and Window Nation.
But right now, let's go to the fan hotline. And we welcome in from CBS Sports as well as News 5's coverage of Browns football. She is a sideline reporter for Saturday's matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles. She did a fine job on Friday night. Let's welcome in Aditi Kinkabwala. Joins us right now. Hello, Aditi.
Hello. How do you know if I did a fine job? Weren't you doing the game at the same time? And why just fine?
I was watching on TV.
And did you pause every time I came on?
No, it was just we were watching live. My family was watching live, and then there you were, and you were doing interviews and giving reports on the sidelines and so on and so forth. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, see how that works.
Thank you. I'll aim for great. If it was just fine, then this weekend I'll aim for great.
Oh, goodness gracious. Aditi joining us here on the fan hotline. All right, Aditi, I'm really looking forward to Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 9:30. I want him to say that Dylan Gabriel is good to go and he's going to participate in team drills today and he's going to play on Saturday because I really want to see him, Aditi, because, man, there's been a lot of beat reporters saying he has not looked good. So I want to see whether or not he can change people's minds coming up on Saturday.
You know, that's interesting. Now, the beat reporters are out there every single day, and I was only there last Monday. But I can certainly say that in the conversations that I've had with people, this is a team that is very high on Dylan Gabriel, and that it's not just about the little snapshots. You may see one throw here, one throw there, but it's about the myriad of things that go into being a quarterback. And that's in the meeting room. That's the way you process information. That's the way you retain information, how many times you need to be taught something. And remember, practices in the preseason are actually much harder than a game is. Because in a game, the opponent is playing the most basic defense. But when you're in practice, you're seeing Jim Schwartz's real defense. he's playing real defense at that point. So a rookie quarterback seeing a Jim Schwartz defense, you wouldn't expect him to be perfect.
I'll take that answer. Go ahead there, Tone.
Just overall, Aditi, the reaction that you have seen all over the country for the Shedeur Sanders performance, did you think it was in line with what you saw?
I don't think anything, to be perfectly frank, Lima, I don't think anything from the time that this young man has declared for the draft has been sort of in line, if we could say that. Everything is outsized. I'll say this. I was very impressed with and pleased with Shedeur Sanders' demeanor and his poise in that start on Friday night in Carolina. He never got too high. He never got too low. I watched him multiple times sort of run sprints in the end zone or get on the bike just to make sure that his body stayed warm and he didn't have any sort of extra wasted nerves, kept himself calm. And he did exactly what was asked of him. But again, like, let's be reasonable here. The Browns didn't run any sort of super fancy offense. It was play action, run game, the most simple movements. There wasn't any sort of outsized crazy checks. The defense that the Panthers ran was as basic as could be. I remember one blitz maybe. And so, yes, he did well, but to put this pressure on this kid and this young man that, okay, you did a nice job in your first outing under the lights with all these people screaming with a live rush, however it was, that whatever state it was in, all of those things were good. But why are we saying that he's the next coming of Dan Marino? You know, like, can we let this young man develop? Can we let him continue to get better? Before the game, I said, you know, like, let's see how he handles the huddle. Let's see how he handles the pre-snap operation. Those are things that are really important and are things that weren't necessarily asked of him in college.
I'll tell you this, Aditi. I'm fully willing to admit it. I think we're desperate. I think I'm desperate. I don't want to anoint him the next Marino or Josh Allen or anything yet. I know it's going to take steps, and I know we're not going to start the season with him. And I'm not saying for him to start the season, but damn it. Like, I see him as the quickest way to dig ourselves out of this tremendous hole that they're in after the Watson trade. And I'm going to cling to anything I could possibly find. And I think that's a microcosm over the last 3 years. I mean, you look at the way people reacted to Jacoby Brissett. You look at the way they reacted to Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco, for crying out loud. Like, I think a lot of people have felt like this wasn't going to go the right way over the last 3 years. It certainly didn't go the right way. And now you've had hope, and finally you got this young guy, and it's like, okay, I know it's one game, but damn, I really want him to hit, because I don't want to have to keep having this conversation with this tremendous albatross of the salary cap hitting me.
Okay, and that's very fair, but I also think that you're not necessarily being fair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
To the young man that this organization clearly felt more strongly about, and that is Dylan Gabriel.
True.
Like, at least give that young man a shot.
Absolutely true.
And then
true.
Also, there's a reason that Joe Flacco is here. And I can tell you, that arm is still that arm. He can still deliver that ball downfield. And look, this is, the Browns are going back to playing the Kevin Stefanski offense. You're still going to see ball control. Everything start with the run game. And then if you can occasionally let that ball out the way that Joe Flacco still can. And I'm here to tell you, I covered him a bunch last year in Indianapolis. My crew had a ton of those games. He came in against the Steelers when and let a comeback win. He almost led this crazy comeback down in Jacksonville. He won in Tennessee. Joe Flacco should have been that starter last year. But the Colts aren't going to give up on a young man that they drafted in the first round. Joe Flacco can still do this. So I sort of worry that the first time Joe Flacco throws an incompletion, Browns fans are going to be screaming for Shedeur Sanders. And yes, Shedeur can be potential for you. He just hasn't shown yet that he is ready to be the week one starter. So let's slow our roll a little bit. Let's be excited about the good things that we've seen. Let's hope that we continue to see growth in other areas. And let's not, your fever, your hunger for him to be the answer might actually screw him up if you throw him out there too soon. You know, I'll tell you, Joe Thomas and I had, I mean, I hope I'm allowed to say this, but after this game, Joe Thomas and I had a long debate about what is best for the Cleveland Browns. And is that Shedeur Sanders going against the Eagles defense, number one defense in practice? Or is it preparing the guy that's going to be your starter and letting him get all of those reps against the Eagles number one defense? And Joe and I were in agreement, Shedeur is not ready for the Eagles' number one defense. So the only reason to do that would be to try to quiet this noise a little bit and say, okay, yes, there are these amazing things about Shedeur Sanders. There are these things to be excited about, but he's just not ready yet for that. So let's not build him up to be something that he's not. But Joe and I were essentially saying, is it better for the Cleveland Browns organization to try to quiet some of that noise and illustrate that for all these good things, this young man still needs some development? Or is that ridiculous? And do you not respond to the masses? Do you not try to appease anyone in the public? And do you just do what's best for your club? And is quieting the noise not really anything that is good for your club in any way, or not your responsibility? Is your responsibility just to tell your players to ignore the noise? It's interesting, but it sure sounds like Kevin Stefanski has said he's preparing the guys that he thinks are going to play at the start of the season. And he's not worried if the Lewis Riddicks and RG3s of the world are screaming for Shedeur Sanders to get first team reps.
Or the Hugh Douglases of the world, and the list goes on, man. It was very interesting to hear so many people say the Browns were doing wrong by Shedeur Sanders. Oh. They were burying him. He's a hostage situation. They're sabotaging him. Didn't look to me like a player that was looking like his career was being sabotaged right before our eyes.
Okay. But remember, there are so many things that none of those people see. What is he like in the meeting rooms? How does he take in new plays? How does he respond to bad decisions on the field? How does he build rapport with his teammates? Again, there are a myriad of things that go into being a quarterback in the National P.S., where are all those people that said this coaching staff set up Shadur for success on Friday night? They literally played to his strengths. They literally took advantage of what it is that he could do. They did everything they could to set him up to look good Friday. But nobody's... Where are all those people that were so quick to rip that coaching staff?
I will tell you, we did on Monday, but I don't know if we count. This show.
Well, you generally have more information than the rabble-rousers okay. who just like to sort of have hot takes. So, and I'm sorry I didn't hear you do that, but
no,
I appreciate that you did.
Because I looked at it the same way you did, Aditi. I swear to God, I was like, man, I don't need to, because people take these things the wrong way. It's like, hey, man, he's just starting with this. It's a new offense. He didn't get a lot of team reps. You're seeing a lot of things that it's like, hey, let's take a few plays that we really, really like and right. let's put him in a position where he can succeed. And I thought that the Browns did that. I thought it was good common sense on Friday, and I thought it was a great way to start off his career. Because I'll tell you what, as much as I love him, and I really do, I was a fan of his in college, I'm still very conservative I would like to bring these guys along. So as excited as I am about Shadur, I have a feeling I'm going to end up being a heel during the regular season, exactly how you said. Because if Joe Flacco, who does have a tendency to turn the ball over, if Joe Flacco starts to throw a few turnovers, I don't think I'm going to be freaking out week two or three about throwing in Shadur Sanders.
Freaking out meaning that you will be screaming for
no,
it?
No. Like I don't think because I'm going to go, man, if Joe's still playing, then that means the other guys aren't ready. Or that's kind of what I'm thinking. If the wheels like come off and it's still, hey, guys, it's Joe. Or even if it's Kenny. Now, Kenny's a different animal there. I get it. But if it's Joe, I'm going, man, these other guys, they must not be ready. They're going to try to put them in the right position for this, and they're going to play them when they're ready. Right. But we're not going to try to force this unless it's an emergency, flat-out emergency situation like it was a couple years ago with DTR.
Agreed. And I don't, you know, I will say the Kenny Pickett thing really is a shame, because everything that I have been told and heard and saw myself is that first week he really was playing so well. I know that the Browns loved his athleticism, his ability to move, and hamstrings are just so tricky. I appreciate that the Browns are being conservative, that they're not letting him rush himself out there. They don't want further injury. I know that they are hopeful but not certain that he will indeed be able to go live by the time we have that third preseason game. It's really tough for someone who was so excited to lose ground because of injury. That's hard. But again, they did feel strongly about him for a reason. They were giving him first team reps for a reason. Even when I was out of practice last week, when all he's doing is throwing, he was getting some 7-on-7s with the ones. So again, yes, the Shadur Sanders thing is exciting, but let's not put too much on this young man before he's ready for it. Because then it can totally backfire.
All right, Aditi, got to put your journalism hat on right now. How seriously are you going to take the Myles Garrett speeding ticket for the next preseason game? Will you carve out a segment of time for that?
You know what? I haven't talked to my producer, but that's probably the booth's responsibility, not mine. And I don't know how... I can't answer that.
I wasn't really being serious. You know, Aditi, we always, Ken is so right about this.
Whenever something happens
like this, people look to us for the big opinions on the speeding ticket. And we're like, yeah, slow down next time.
Yeah, I'm annoyed just because of the reactions that we get. We're like, hey, man, he's a grown man. He's got to slow down. With that said, we got a humdinger coming up at 8:20 there. I don't know.
What's at 8:20?
Oh, we had a host here on the station who had a total meltdown yesterday over it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a...
Should he lose his captaincy?
Oh! Lima, giving away what we could sell. You think Aditi's going to say he needs to lose his captaincy?
I'm not in a position to say anything like that, but I do think that it's fair to be a bit disappointed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Pointed after it was an issue earlier. After it's a safety issue. That's what it is. It's a safety issue, not just to him, but to anybody else on the road, which I know at 2 a.m. isn't that many people, but even still, I mean, it's just,
well, you know, my issue,
it's up to the organization to decide what it wants to do. But
yeah,
on a personal level,
Didi, I said yesterday,
that was my son.
Yeah, I said yesterday, I go, yeah, he's coming back from they got off the plane. He's coming back from the airport after the preseason game. And I'm like, yeah, Miles is sober as a judge, but it is 2 a.m. on a Saturday morning. I imagine other people aren't. Who knows what people in front of him are willing to do. So I do get a little bit nervous about that, but at the same time I go, hey, you know what? He's a grown man. He's a taxpayer. He's got to deal with it in his own right. You know, because someone asked us on, what was it, yesterday? They go, okay, what if somebody at the fan, what if Mitch got a speeding ticket at the fan? I go, Mitch has to deal with that. That's with him and the law. That ain't my business.
Sure, but Ken, there's a difference there, is in that Mitch doesn't have the same obligation to the team the way that the best player on the team has to the rest of the team.
So is it different if I kept getting speeding tickets at the fan?
I don't know. That's up to you and your boss.
Well, wait a minute.
Whether you get suspended. But the whole idea
is it better if Lima does? Because Lima's our best player on our team.
Yeah. You know what? I don't even want to step into this. But I just think
that's a smart move.
I love it. All right. Aditi, we will be watching
you. I mean, I do my best. I come with good intentions and a good heart.
And we got
somehow
the best.
I'm always stepping in it.
No, you didn't step in nothing here. Not today. I mean, I don't know if you're doing any interviews with the rest of the station this week, but you didn't step in anything with us.
All right. Well, if you say so, we'll see how this goes.
Oh, certainly. All right. We're going to be watching Aditi coming up on Saturday afternoon. Aditi, thank you very much for your time.
For having me, guys. See you soon.
Aditi Kinkabwala on the fan hotline. She's absolutely right. I'm not being fair. I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm just trying to be as brutally honest as I can. I'm not being fair. I've only heard negative things. Nothing about him personally. Just negative things on the field. And I want him to be very good on Saturday. I want to feel better about the organization. There's not a lot. I mean, hey, I might like the guys, but I can't tell you there's a ton of trust. I mean, good God, Lima, you and I used to bicker about the draft picks. There's no fight about the draft picks now. Now it's just you're in year six, so you're trying to make up for some of the misses that you had. Like, I'm hoping DeJuan Jones is able to cover for what? For Jed Wills. Like, it's not their fault that JOK had such an unfortunate injury, but now Carson Schwechter has to make up for JOK. MJ Emerson came into this year. It was a toss-up. He had a good year, a really good year. Then he had a not-so-good year, and now he's hurt. Somebody else has to fill that bill. Oh, yeah, Greg Newsom, who we don't think we really want to sign long-term, who's going into year five, who is a first-round pick. Yes, Owen, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up. It's the quarterback, though. You're going to have to be unfair. There's only one spot for him. It's not a cornerback where you go,
yeah,
we've got two starters, and then, oh, yeah, we can throw him in a nickel spot every once in a while, or we'll rotate him in. You're not rotating these guys in. You have to be unfair to the quarterback.
Unless Kevin were taking over like a youth program, I don't know if there's any quarterback competition that's 100% fair where you're going, we're going to have a combine and every kid's going to throw the ball and we're going to find a kid who can throw the ball. No, you're going to come in with a preconceived notion. Kevin is more conservative. Joe Flacco would fit that. Kenny Pickett, even though he has wheels that I don't think a lot of people talk about, Kenny Pickett would fit that. Shador would actually fit that. Dylan Gabriel, maybe he fits that a little bit. Like, there's no way that Kevin Stefanski, none of it's fair. Kevin Stefanski has a preconceived notion, and we'll have to go with who he believes is actually going to be able to do it. And we're going to be very, very, very critical of him if he picks the wrong guy. I wish I could be fair. It's impossible to do.
Well, and
I can try.
And we've talked about it. We haven't seen him. We have not gotten to see him. This has been, the timing has been disastrous for him. And let's face it, Kenny Pickett. I mean, we haven't talked a lot about Kenny Pickett, but presumably we're going to see some Kenny Pickett. But this could be it for his career, right? A guy who's now on his, is this his third team?
This is number three. Yeah.
And if he doesn't get an opportunity quickly, he'd be on to his fourth team, and then that could be lights out.
Well, he could be a backup for a while, but yeah. It's like, I don't know if the whole Sam Darnold light. I don't know if Sam Darnold's the greatest example ever, but I guess so. Geno, I don't know if the Sam Darnold or Geno Smith light's going off. He has a lot of ground to make up. And I think that a lot of folks, including myself, we all have our own preconceived notions. I'm going, okay, Joe's old, but Joe's a guy that I know that the locker room trusts. And they have a lot of respect for Joe. And, yeah, I'd start the season with Joe. Preconceived notions. Not fair to Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel could be a savant. Dylan Gabriel could be the next great offensive mind in football. But that doesn't mean I want to put him under center or in shotgun and have him play on the field for me. I want to see something. I know, and it's a weird thing to say because it is out of both sides of your mouth, I'm not being fair to Dylan Gabriel. I don't believe he has a ceiling that Shador Sanders does. That said, I want to see him play well on Sunday or Saturday because I think they'll probably roll out, if they get the chance, they'll probably roll out Dylan Gabriel before they would roll out Shador Sanders, and that means I want them to be right and me to be wrong on that. Because, God, I don't want to have to sit there and think, boy, we wasted our time with that guy. We've wasted our time with some guys, but now it goes back to the same thing I started with. How much trust did I start the season with? Well, not too terribly much. Not too terribly much. I have two second-round picks in a row that started off in a bad way with the Cleveland Browns. I'm hopefully getting that one back with injury. I don't know when the other one's ever going to come back. I think that he's kind of just out of sight, not necessarily out of mind right now, but you can't expect that anytime soon. It's not good. It's not good. And so it's not fair to Dylan Gabriel, but you know, this is where we're at on this. Eric in Florida, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Eric.
Oh, how you doing?
Doing well, Eric. Go ahead.
Hey, I was calling to say about Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel.
Go ahead.
It seemed like all offseason, Shador Sanders has had to prove it and earn it. Y'all say we ain't being fair to Dylan, but it seems like he's been given every opportunity. Maybe the fan base ain't. But I know a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL that's buried on the depth chart and at home on their couch that can process real well. But at some point, I want to hear, can he ball? And this Saturday, I just feel like he's going to have to prove it. I'm excited to see it.
You know, Daryl has said the same thing, Eric. And thank you very much for the call. He's obviously listening on the Free Odyssey app. He's in Florida. Daryl said the same thing. And don't act like, was it Friday or was it last Monday? Where he's like, they're preparing him as a starter.
Yeah. You keep
seeing
it. And
he said it on his show with Nick Padone on Sunday.
And it seems like the Browns are kind of putting that out there because Albert Breer has said the same thing. So where is this all coming from? How could it be that the one guy delivering, not only now we've seen a preseason game, but even before that, every video we saw from camp, there was one dude who was making special throws, and it was Shedeur Sanders, right?
Yes.
We hadn't seen anything. And again, the injury too. What is it about the stuff in the film room? What is it about him in the classroom that just has him so far ahead of Shedeur?
And I think a lot of fans would go, wait a minute, you're accusing us of not being fair to Dylan Gabriel. You're just handing him the roles that could possibly lead to him having a job while Shedeur Sanders, I've actually seen him on the field. A fan, they've only heard ghost stories, and they're all scary about Dylan Gabriel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.